Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:02, up to 100 today. It is, what is it now, 75. We've got 68 days to the election, 143 days of hope and change left, and 14 days till Britney's debut on X Factor.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's good.
It's the most exciting of them all.
Yeah. Republican National Convention last night. Our distinguished senator from South Dakota, John Thune, he made a Barack Obama funny.
It's no secret that I'm a sports fan. In fact, I get asked all the time if I've ever played basketball with President Obama. The answer is no. I'm still waiting for that invitation. The next question is, do you think you could take him one-on-one? And I say, I really don't know. I've never seen him play. But I can tell you this. President Obama would be easy to defend because you know he's always going to go to his left.
Some of those knee slappers.
Yeah. I was hoping for a little more, but... It was okay. His speech was good.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't great. It didn't get everybody up out of their seats or anything. Condoleezza Rice got people out of their seats. She had a very good speech. If you're a hardcore Republican, it was like, woo!
It was kind of like Rudy. They were really doing the drinking game during her speech then, huh?
Yeah.
How many times did she say America?
I don't know.
You should do a shot every time during those.
Anyway, so there is that. 99% of it's funny. We had the story the other day. Sioux Falls, number one best driving city in the country. And what's funny is that 99% of drivers in our country think they're safe drivers.
99%
of Americans believe they are safe drivers. A survey was done by Ford. So right now you're probably thinking, man, people are delusional. But I really am a safe driver. It was kind of the same thing I thought when I saw the story, but we're all delusional.
Yeah.
You know, when you really sit and think about it, we all suck at driving.
We're not, I mean, we all make mistakes.
Yeah. So 99% of us say we're safe drivers. 76% admit to eating while driving. Guilty.
I have done that.
55% go over the speed limit.
Yep.
Guilty. 54% talk on their phones without a hands-free device.
Yep.
Guilty. 37% drive tired. Not guilty.
You don't drive tired?
Well, driving for a long time tired is an issue, I guess, like where I'm actually super sleepy.
Yeah.
No.
I've only literally done that
a couple
times in my
life. I mean, I've done it before,
life.
But yeah. Not regularly.
Yeah. I'm still sometimes waking up on my drive here.
I tried driving across the state when I was getting over mono once. That was tough. I ended up pulling off at an exit.
Yeah, take a nap.
About halfway across the state. And just slept. Got about a 45-minute nap in and woke up, drove the rest of the way home.
After my wedding, we drove back to Georgia from South Dakota.
Oh.
We had to pull over. I don't even remember what state it was to sleep, because that's a long drive.
The survey, by the way, did not ask people if they text and drive or drink and drive.
Okay.
So, there's that.
Gotcha.
Let's see. What else is going on here? Oh, I have, I got to find this. I've got a cool story of the sounds that we love and hate the most.
Okay.
I've got that on the way. Where is it? Here it is. Last night, you know how the NFL is using replacement officials?
Yes.
Because they're locked out or whatever. Basically like the players were until right before the season last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year it's the refs, but since we just need refs to play the game, we don't need good refs.
Okay.
If you're going to have NFL football and get people to watch it, you got to have good players.
Right.
Well, they're using bad refs. And last night was a pretty comical situation of a guy on the field because, like, these aren't even like the good college refs that are coming in because they're, you know, they want to be NFL officials someday, so they're not going to cross the line.
Right.
They're not going to go over. So listen to
high
a guy by
football?
The name of Don King tried to get a call made here last night.
We have fouls by both teams during the kick. We have illegal shift by the kicking team. After the kick,
The other rep is yelling both on the kicking team.
Then after the kick, we have a 15-yard penalty. Chosen to re-kick, 5-yard penalty.
Is that the original offer?
A correction on the reporting of the foul. Both teams were on the both fouls were on the kicking team. 5-yard penalty.
What the heck?
Yeah, there was another incident during the game where they were done. They did a review, and then he comes back out. And he says, "We're gonna look at it again," and he goes under the little hood to watch the replay. Yeah, it was the Giants. Who was it? Giants Patriots preseason game last night. I feel so bad for him. I really do.
That would suck.
Because first off, football is probably the hardest sport to officiate.
There's so many rule changes all the time, right?
Well, not only changes, but so many rules anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much more complicated. When I got into reffing high school football, I had no idea that we had three separate books for rules.
A lot.
One is a book of the rules.
Okay.
One is a book of
amendment
examples of how the rules work.
Okay.
And then another book is how to do everything on the field.
Wow.
There's a lot. Like, you almost need to be an attorney to interpret some of the language in there. And if I was in these guys' shoes, I would be so nervous. First off, they're nervous, so they're not going to do as well because they're super nervous.
Right.
And then whenever something weird happens, that's when everybody starts looking at each other, because my crew has done the same thing. Something weird happens and everybody's looking like, well, what do we do? I don't know. What do you think we ought to do?
Time out.
Let's just pick up the flag and move on. So they've got an incredibly hard job.
Oh, man.
The problem is it's the NFL. So
yeah,
I do feel bad for them, though.
So
these are like guys from the lingerie league and UFL. I mean, they're.
So when's that supposed to end this?
Who knows?
Oh,
who knows? The first week, it'll definitely be replacement refs for the week one of the season.
Ooh.
So and then I would imagine somewhere by the middle of the season, they'll get it ironed out. But they better have it before playoffs.
Wow.
Because it could cost people games. Anyway, we got news coming up here in just a few. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Hi.
Drink.
I almost got there. I missed the button.
Drink.
I know. It's a drink.
You're at 2 today.
You had one, didn't you?
You didn't call drink. What did I have?
Oh, yeah. I could have called drink, but... Oh, you didn't have your quote of the day.
But
you
I
do
did.
Have one. There was something else where
I
it wasn't quite a drink. You were late.
But I had it.
You did not have it.
I was a couple seconds late, but I had
seconds?
It.
Seconds?
Like 5.
Like 15.
Nah.
Because you were stalling and talking.
Stalled.
Well, I don't have...
I did stall a little bit.
You can always tell when Mel's stalling, because it's the only time she talks slow.
That's true.
Anyway, up to 100 today.
Would you like the internet quote of the day
75 right now? Yes, I would like the internet quote of the day.
If you delete your Facebook, don't be upset when I forget your birthday.
Authorities in Germany had to evacuate about 2,500 people from a neighborhood in Munich on Tuesday after they discovered a live World War II bomb buried under a bar that was being demolished.
It's crazy stuff.
Yeah. 70 years old, probably. The bomb weighed 550 pounds, and they decided that trying to defuse it was too dangerous, so they just blew it up instead.
Yeah, why not?
Nobody was hurt, but it caused millions of dollars in damage.
And some
the
cool video.
You very cool video. It's up on the website right now, hot1047.com. It's second story down right now, right under Brett Favre. Anyway, so I found this on the Sun's website. If you're not happy with certain things in your life, they had a thing about what the best day of the week to do just about anything is.
Okay.
So today is the day.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today is the day that you should probably, I'm looking for my...
I like Thursdays.
Why can I never find it when I'm looking for it? It drives me insane.
What are you looking for?
Music.
Oh.
But I can't find it. Today's a good day for Bow Chicka Wow Wow. Or is the best day of the week for it.
Well, no wonder I like Thursdays.
Yeah. Researchers found that your hormones are at peak levels on Thursday morning, so...
Oh, dang it. I'm working Thursday morning.
Yeah. I guess I got to take vacation every Thursday.
Why are you taking out Thursday, Mel?
You should eat out at a restaurant on Tuesdays because they get their shipments of fresh food at the start of the week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I guess. Best day.
Say that again. They get their shipment of their
They
fresh
get
food.
Their shipments of fresh food at the start of the week.
Which is Monday, right?
Well, Tuesday's still good.
Okay.
If you get there before they receive the shipment on Monday, then Monday isn't the whole best day.
Oh.
Tuesday is the whole best day.
So Thursday?
I'm moving on now because you're confusing the hell out of me.
I'm confused.
Well, how hard is that to figure out? Tuesday, best day, because they get them early in the week. It didn't say on Monday. Tuesday's still early in the week.
Okay.
Thank you. If you're going to get married, what day do you think you should do it?
Sunday.
No.
Saturday. Isn't that what most people do?
No.
Friday.
You can cut expenses in half by avoiding Saturday.
That's
good
true.
Reason.
That is true.
What day of the week should you end an eBay auction?
Oh. Hmm.
Sunday.
Sunday should be the end. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's at the like very end of the week and people are like don't have as much to do on Sunday, so they'll be like beating.
Well, that's the day that items sell for the highest price on average is Sunday. If you're going to ask for a raise, do that on Wednesday. Managers say they're most generous that day. Okay.
Okay.
And
I should have asked yesterday.
If you're going to quit smoking, do it on a Friday.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Because your willpower is highest on the weekend. Not dealing with work stress BS.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. We have got some dirt coming up in just a few, plus the 50 biggest challenges that we parents have.
50?
50.
We're going to do all 50?
No, I'm just going to do a handful,
okay.
But that's coming up. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:40. We're going to top out at 100 today. Very, very warm. If you haven't gone and checked it out, our brand new website, it is very cool. There is plenty of stuff to look at. You got to see the bomb video. The World War II bomb in Germany. Yeah, that is a very cool video. It was that night, too, so it's like you can see the explosion perfectly.
Which is pretty cool.
It is very cool. Also, if you are looking to listen to us on your smartphone, whether it be an Android, an iPad, or an iPhone, just go download the Radio Pup app. Radio P-U-P, that's what it is. Download it, install it, and life is good. You'll be listening on your phone. We got to do a number for the vault. Nate sent it in, and the number today is 9.
Nate's so good at remembering.
Yeah.
I think he probably sets like a calendar reminder on his phone.
I sure hope he's got a life.
Well, he's gone, you know, golfing.
Well, yeah, he does. He's told us, hey, I can't do it today.
Yeah, and it's okay.
So,
you can't.
There it is. The number is 9. You know all three tomorrow around this time, and you will win a $50 party tab to the vault. Okay, so I've got the results of a survey I got from Lynn News on the top 50 challenges parents face. It is only 50 out of the 8 billion different challenges that we've... you could come up with way more than 50, but...
It's a different challenge every day.
And I even cut it down to just the top 10.
Okay.
So here they are. Number 10, getting kids to clean their teeth properly. We have a hard time getting Jackie to brush her teeth at all.
She doesn't want to do it?
No.
I had the same problem with Thea.
And she doesn't want to use toothpaste because it's too spicy.
Oh, I love when kids use the word spicy for stuff like that. Because it's not spicy.
Well, it kind of
like,
is.
It's like minty or whatever, so it's not technically like spice hot.
Giving your child what they want without spoiling them. Is number 9.
Okay.
Number
That's
8.
True.
Juggling daycare or childcare. Who's taking care of kids, so on and so forth.
It's a challenge for me.
I had to do it's a little harder for you for sure.
Yeah.
I wanted to Johnny was supposed to do a remote this Saturday, but his brother
had a baby. Yeah.
And he wanted to run back to Scone this weekend and go see his first niece.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to juggle childcare and find a sitter for Saturday so I could cover it for him.
Which is very nice of you, by the way.
See? I'm not a mean boss.
I never said you were.
Well,
have you heard me say that?
Number 7 on the list is sibling rivalry.
Mm.
It starts so early.
It does.
I have already had to break up Jackie and Rock Lee fighting.
The girls right now, you know, even though they're 3 years apart, they are fighting a lot lately. But then next thing you know, they're like getting along great and all huggy. And then they have to sleep together lately. It's so weird.
Number six is potty training. Number five is getting kids to eat the right foods. These are the top 10 of the 50 challenges parents face. Getting kids to eat the right foods. Now I'll tell you what it was Crystal...
I'd like to hear this story.
Well,
she posted on my Facebook wall. She said, make sure you ask Andy how he found out what Rockley had for supper last night. I hid the evidence before he got home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, now I really want to know.
So
what this is.
I'm sitting in the recliner watching the Twins game last night. And Rockley loves it when I throw him up in the air.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Straight up. And
oh, you got spit up on.
I didn't get spit up on. I got barfed on.
Oh.
And normally, baby puke does not bother me.
It happens.
But then the smell hit me. I'm like, oh my gosh, it stinks. What? You fed him broccoli, didn't you?
Oh yeah, you don't like broccoli.
I hate it. It was awful. I was like, I was getting gaggy.
Oh boy.
Seriously.
Oh boy.
I will never force our kids to eat something they don't want to eat because of the taste, because I cannot eat broccoli. I can't even be in the room with it. It seriously makes me nauseated.
I love broccoli. My children love broccoli.
How? It smells like vomit.
It does not smell like vomit at all. It smells delicious, especially when it's steamed, some butter on it.
I think my mom told me once, though, that she ate a lot of that when she was pregnant with me. So
you think that's why?
Could be.
I don't think so, because I ate a lot of chocolate when I was pregnant.
Number four on the list is of top 50 challenges parents face. Keeping on top of household chores.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
Yeah, how many times have you seen that cliche of a sign that says cleaning the house while kids are growing up is like shoveling snow during a blizzard?
Exactly.
Number three is having patience.
Mm-hmm.
For that me, that would be number one.
That gets tested a lot lately.
Number two is not as big a deal for me. Tantrums. I just walk away and let them blow up.
The girls have been, other than we had 2 days ago when I was telling you about the cleaning up the house thing.
Yeah.
We had some tantrums.
Number one on the list is the number one challenge for parents, sleepless nights.
Which is usually only when they're young.
Usually, yeah.
You know, because like we don't have the issue of sleepless nights a whole lot anymore.
No.
They're 7 and 10.
No. But they suck when they're going on.
Yeah.
More than anything else, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's probably now, like, the only time we have that problem is if they get sick.
Some of the other highlights on the list are handling your child's first day at school, other competitive parents, monitoring what your kid sees online, having the sex talk, knowing how to react when your kid drops the first F-bomb.
Oh. Wash their mouth out with soap.
I would like to know what people think the biggest challenge of parenting is, if you got kids. What is the biggest, hardest thing about it? There's lots of things. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 7:54. We are going to top out at 100 today, 75 right now. I got a text message that said, what happened to the TuneIn Radio app? Well, we're not on there anymore.
No, we're not.
On Radio Pup.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot cooler. We basically made them take us off of it because we have our own. Our company does, our new company. If you didn't know, we were purchased about a month ago by Town Square Media, is our new parent company. And we have very cool new websites. We have a radio app called the Radio Pup. You can listen to us on there. You can get news from our website off there, weather. It's a whole lot more stuff on
there.
Pretty
cool.
It's a very cool app. So that's basically what happened. TuneIn is just like they don't have any radio stations. They just go grab everybody else's streams and put them on their app.
Right.
And that was our only option before. So that's why we were like, hey, go get TuneIn Radio. You can listen to us on your phone. But now you just use a different app. Mm-hmm. It's all good. The 50 toughest things about parenting. There was a list put out by, what was it, Lynn something or other? I can't remember. Lynn News. Some of the other things on there, or some of the things on there, number one was sleepless nights, number two, tantrums, three, having patience, on and on down the line. Wondered what you thought was the toughest thing about being a parent. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Michael's on the phone. How are you, Michael?
Oh, pretty good, man. Hey, I'm with you on that, on the broccoli thing, man. I got a paper stomach. The hardest thing, changing diapers for me. I'm retching the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm retching.
A lot of guys are that way.
I think my dad was lying when he said he never changed a diaper because he would throw up when we were growing up. He had to change Rockley's diaper when he was babysitting one day, and he didn't vomit anywhere.
I think it's better when you get older.
I think he just managed to get away with it.
I'm 41 and I got two in diapers, and it's killing me.
Oh, that would be rough to be 40 in your 40s and have two in diapers.
Yeah,
I got a late start.
Oh, that's funny. Thanks for the call, Michael.
Yep, have a good one.
You too. Got a text from Jessica that said, or an email actually, hardest thing, hands down, is a two-pronger, split custody and keeping the child's best interests at heart, as well as being a step-parent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Haven't been there, haven't done that, but I can't imagine how tough that could be.
The scheduling can kind of suck, but we've got it down pretty much to a science now. Yeah. So, and we agree on everything. That's the hardest part.
Kelsey's on the phone. How are you, Kelsey?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, biggest challenge of being a parent for you is what?
Probably explaining, like, adult things, like death and like that. Trying to put it in layman's terms. That's really tough.
They don't
understand.
Yeah. That is. Yeah. I completely understand that, because we had some great-grandparent deaths, not like in the last year or whatever, and that was hard to explain to the girls exactly what was going on, because they didn't always get it, and they're so sad. And
Yeah,
and then they wonder where they are and why they can't see them. And it's just hard to put it in layman's terms to where they can semi-understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That goes with anything adult.
Yeah, I haven't run into too many things. The one that I remember the most, though, is, Daddy, how did Rockley get out of Mommy's tummy?
Oh, yeah. That's the fun one.
Oh, the doctor got him out. Oh, luckily that satisfied her that time, but I have a feeling it won't in the future. Thank you for the call, Kelsey.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to those. I am when she's older. I'm really looking forward to embarrassing my children.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to be that dad.
Especially Jackie, yeah.
Why are you going to do that?
Because it's fun.
No, don't do that. I don't think that's nice to do.
I'm not going to be overly mean.
I think that it's actually really bad on their self-esteem to do that, to embarrass them, especially in front of their friends. Honestly, I don't think it's a good thing to do. I really don't. I think that it's really bad on their self-esteem to embarrass them in front of their friends.
Her dad is a wacky morning DJ. If I walk around the house in my underwear, it won't be that big a deal.
Something like that.
It's not going to destroy her self-esteem.
No, not that. But if you, like, you know, mess around and joke with her in front of her friends.
Well, I'm going to embarrass myself in front of her to embarrass her.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to...
I thought
tell stories about her. No.
I was going to say, don't do that.
No, I'm just going to do things to make her go, Dad.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to say, hey, this one time when, like, her date comes over.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, this time when she was a baby and she pooped all over the car. Yeah, that was funny. I'm not going to do stuff like that. That's, no.
I was going to say, I would be very upset if you did that.
We've got more text coming in as well. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Toughest thing about being a parent? Something else you can do, I got it up on our website, hot1047.com. If you're logged into your Facebook, you can comment on the story right there. It's
pretty
really
cool.
Slick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go go comment on it as well at hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.